Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to the 73rd episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about AMAs, BTS's online concert leading up to their LA shows, and more. Let's get it. Army!
Army! Army! Woo! Army! Army!
Army!
Army! 감사합니다!
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
Wow. It's Jose.
What's up, Roseanne? What's up?
What's up? Hey. I'm dancing right now.
She's back, y'all. She's back, y'all.
I am back. We are back because ever since I haven't been able to record, you've technically been away as
Yeah, me too. I've been MIA too, I guess.
Yes. We have a lot to catch up on when it comes to our personal life and also our army life. You know, there's a lot going on with that as well. But Jose, how have you been? I know a lot has changed since our last episode.
Yeah, let me keep it cute. Okay. Because wait, what?
Was she not cute? Was she not cute?
Y'all, I meant to say, let me keep it short. Why did I say cute?
I mean, I felt like I understood what you meant. Because life isn't cute sometimes. But not, you know what I mean?
So you're like, I kind of knew where you were going, but not really. Mm. So please explain.
Yes.
Let me explain. I meant to say, let me keep it short. Because the only thing that really happened in my life was a big move, y'all. The last time when we recorded, Roseanne and I was in my old apartment by myself. Now I'm living with my boyfriend. We have this new home of ours. It's been about 3 weeks now.
Wow.
I have a new little office area. Literally, Roseanne, it's one of the closets. It's one of the closets. No, hey. It's not huge or anything, but it's something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Give me a tour.
It's because I really, literally, Roseanne, I could turn on the camera and that's the tour. Like, it's, I don't need to move it. You can see both walls and the camera. The reason why I wanted a closet was because of the audio. I didn't want to be in a big space because in my old apartment, I was recording audio and videos, like, in my living room, and you could hear my echo. It's not that it was like the worst audio or anything like that, but it wasn't the best. It wasn't what I wanted. So when we moved, I was like, I don't mind going into one of the closets. Like, it's pretty big. Like, it's a really spacious closet. It's in the main the master bedroom. And so I was like, I don't mind making that my office. So I made it my office. I put some acoustic foam board on the wall so that way that it cancels out even more audio. Hopefully you guys can like tell a difference. If not, let me go get a refund. But anyway,
you know, that's supposed to keep the sound from going out to Jose. Yeah. That's funny.
I know.
Yes.
It's been going, that's pretty much the biggest change, I would say. Oh. And it is quite big because it's like adapting to a new environment as well. It's a different city as well. It's not that far from where I was living, but it is kind of. And then the other changes would be like school. I'm still in school. We only have like a couple. I mean, we only have like the rest of November and then like half of December. So I'm almost done with this semester. But that's enough of me. We need to know what's the tea with Roseanne.
So
let us know.
Hi, my name is Roseanne. I'm just kidding. Your girl just got back from South Korea. No, it's crazy, Jose.
She's like, making her comeback.
I'm making my comeback. What's up? I'm about to debut. My name is...
Is it... Is it a mini? Is it a mini album, a full album, or a repackage?
She said a repackage with non-existent songs. A repackage with no single or album, girl. Oh my God. But yes, your girl is back. I was gone for about 5 weeks now, but we were able to like record while I was in quarantine. So a total of like 3 weeks, basically, we haven't been on Interlude Army. But honestly, Jose, that went by so quick. And that was because we had a schedule literally every single day. It was just like... Mm-hmm. Work. I mean, work is fun. You know, I really enjoy it. Your girl was just not getting enough sleep, or I wasn't even like, we weren't eating good, Jose. Sometimes we'd eat like 1.5 meal a day. If it was rushed, go to like downstairs to eat real quick. Like we had a coffee shop, but also a restaurant or even convenience store food I'd be getting sometimes, like noodles at night, just because we were hustling the whole time.
It's understandable. It's like whenever it, like, even if you're here like doing editing and stuff, if you get into it, sometimes you forget to do stuff. like eat.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, Jose knows we forget to eat sometimes. There was a lot though. Look forward to that. I've only been posting like the weekly vlogs, so you guys can get like an idea of what I was doing, and I'm late on my vlog this week, Jose. Wait, don't come at me, y'all. Don't come at me. It's because it's harder, because there are idols that are in my vlog, so I actually have to get those clips approved ahead of time before posting it. Yeah, I can't just post whatever. Anything from like pictures to clips to, you know, the video we'll be posting, they need to review it. That's just the procedure. Gotcha. Of course, I wanted to like tour Hybe, but that... It's really hard to get in, period. Okay, no one can just get in.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but we were very fortunate to be able to tour Cube Entertainment. And they're not like the top four, but they are like part of the top, like known, you know, entertainment.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, it was still pretty interesting. Because we can't even speak Korean. I felt so bad, Jose. I felt like a lot of people knew how to speak English in Korea. And then here we are. We're like, we only know 안녕하세요 or 감사합니다. Like, that's it.
Right. Like the basics.
not even the basics, just like
the basics. Right? I know. I'm over here, the basics. Like, girl, I don't know nothing yet.
it's so bad. But no, it was really fun. But yeah, I mean, what other tea can I spill? I'm just kidding. I got nothing else.
How was the flight? Like, how was the whole procedure? I mean, I don't want you to, like, spill anything that you have for your videos or anything like that. But, like, if you could, like, sum it up, like, how was your experience flying to Korea? Like, how is it with the whole COVID situation?
I was going to make a separate video on that, Jose. But I think they're going to lift the quarantine thing here later. Because if you guys don't know yet, Korea is actually transitioning while we were there. Before we were there, actually. When you go out, you can only have a max of 2 people in a party. And then they shifted to like 8 and then 10. And then in December, they're going to like finally open everything up. Like shops used to be closed at like early and then they shifted it to 10 p.m. and then midnight. And then now they're opening everything up by December. So they're transitioning. So I don't know if I'm going to make that video. But y'all, let me tell you, the whole like... When you land in Korea, when you go through the whole procedure, like you had to go through so many people to talk to, and they will like give you paperwork, gonna ask you questions, and then they ship you out in a bus in the middle of, I can't say nowhere, but it's by Everland, which is like an hour almost 2 hours away from, an hour away from Seoul. That's pretty far. And then just checking into the hotel, all of that took like a total of 6 hours, Jose. Like as soon as you land. It was crazy. I see why the procedures were strict, you know, I understand. But man, that was just like, you just, you know, as soon as you land, you're just already tired, but it was just even more tiring. But you know what? Hey, you know, but one thing for those who do not know, they do require a PCR test, you know, when you, before you go onto your flight. Also, before you get to your flight, coming back to wherever you're going, like USA. So,
right.
One thing that I didn't know until like I was there in Korea, because here in USA, like when we take the PCR test, it's free. I just went to Greenland, sorry, Walgreens. It was for free. Got my results in like 2 days. We good, right? But then in Korea, as a foreigner, if we're departing from Korea, you need to go to a hospital to take the test.
Oh.
And then the test cost about $100, all right? Okay, and then you come back literally the next day and you pick up your certificate in person, and that costs another $70. So it was like a total of almost $200, Jose.
No, ma'am. Yeah. No, ma'am.
So I was like, what? I'm like, what's the difference between taking a regular test on the side? Like, why do you have to go to the hospital? They say it's because you need like an English translation certificate. I don't know. But it was like $200. So that's a heads up if in case you guys are in Korea or planning on going to Korea. I don't know when they're going to lift that, but I feel like that rule is going to be out for a while. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, you know, every country has their own way of doing things, and that's respectable. I guess my reaction was just the money thing. Like, you know, like I would understand one-time payment, like, okay. You know, you guys might need the money to know to be able to do more tests and stuff, but like almost 200, like two separate fees.
Yeah, separate fees. Yeah. So keep that in mind. But yeah, I'm gonna continue to post my weekly vlogs and separate videos. So look out for that on my channel, y'all. Yeah. Okay, hello. As we're talking, Jose, I was in Korea when the news came out. But BTS will be here for the upcoming American Music Awards.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm,
So spill the tea, Jose, because, you know, I only knew that.
Oh, my God, that's funny. Well, yeah, it was like a major announcement when it happened because they have, like, a lot of people will be like, what do you mean? They performed in the past for, like, 2020, 2019, this year as well for award shows. And it's like, yes, we get it. But this is huge because this is the first time that they will be in person, live in person, in living color, in the flesh, in front of us. Well, I mean, I'm not, like, in front of us, but you know what I mean. Anywho, what I'm trying to say is, like, every other artist that's going to be in the venue, they are going to be there as well. They're not going to just send a video of their performance, a pre-recorded performance, and then they're just going to play it. And if they win, they're not just going to send in videos of them accepting the award. They actually are going to be there. So that's, like, the big thing. And then to top it off, they are going to be performing the remix to Butter, the official remix with Megan Thee Stallion. Oh. Like, with her, like, on stage. Everybody was, like, going crazy. Everybody started thinking about 3J as well because 3J did a specific choreography for Megan's verse. So we're all theorizing, like, are they all going to do the choreo? Is Megan going to jump in there as well? Because I don't know if you saw that tweet, remember, Roseanne, when Megan was like, I need to learn this choreography for the 3J Butter remix. That's choreography. Right. So it's really exciting also because if they win, which I think they will because it is a fan-voted ceremony, award ceremony, this will be the first time in a while that they perform, but also accept their awards, and one of them being Artist of the Year, their first ever U.S. Artist of the Year Artist award. Of the Year. I believe voting is still going, right, Raislin?
Yes, it mistaken. Is. Until, I think today might be the last day or tomorrow. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe by the time you guys are listening to this, the voting has closed already. See, we need to get our dates correct.
Yes.
Artist of the Year, like, and in person? Oh.
Please, please. Yo, you know what? We've been wanting this for a long time. It's like, oh, long overdue, all right? They needed to be nominees for Artist of the Year for like years now. But this is their first. So congratulations to BTS for finally being nominated for Artist of the Year. It's just going to be a historic, memorable moment. So hopefully a lot of ARMYs will be there to witness this.
Yes, that's the other thing too that... I believe there were tickets, I don't know if they are anymore, but there were tickets that were pretty expensive last time I checked. So oh my I'm God, pretty yeah. sure people were buying them as soon as they announced this. The other thing is, I think it's going to be as big as when they won Top Social Artist back in 2007 at the 17 and the BBMAs, remember? That was like huge because it was their first award in the US. So I feel like it's going to be like that because it's Artist of the Year, their first ever, I guess, quote unquote, Daesang over here in the US, you know, like the big one. Imagine if we trend that. I would not be surprised if ARMYs like trend that on Twitter, like the first US Daesang award or something. Yes,
that'd be a hilarious hashtag.
I'm sure they're gonna win favorite duo or group, and then the other one is Pop Song with Butter. But the Artist of the Year, you know, these award shows are very shady sometimes, and so that's why I'm like, that's the one that I'm like, I hope.
Yeah, there's just no way you could outvote ARMYs. Like, but you know, it's kind of happened before where it was a voting category. It wasn't for AMAs, but it was for something else. And you know, ARMYs didn't win. Really fishy. But you know, it's just my hopes are pretty high, and that's probably because I really, really, really want them to win Artist of the Year. But yeah, we shall see coming up this weekend.
It is this weekend, right?
Yeah, it's this weekend. Hold on, I got my dates right. I was looking at it too.
No, wait. I don't think
it's... Yeah, it is. It is this weekend. Yeah.
No, November... Next week
is 21. November 21. And then the next weekend after that is BTS's concert.
So You're right. Like, everything is happening so quick. You're so right. Oh, my
God. I know. I've been on it because my calendar, like, in front of my face, like, 24/7. Like, I need to get dates right. So your girl is right for once. I know where I'm at. I know what day it is. This is, like, a new Roseanne. Can you believe that?
Okay, she's a changed woman, yeah. Yeah, Korea really changed her. Who are you? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I mean, okay, sorry. But yes.
Oh my God, that was so cool. I just caught on to it, Roseanne.
Wow.
I just caught on when you said, who are you? Okay, we need to chill.
Okay, chill.
What's the next topic?
The next one, y'all, after this upcoming AMAs. Oh, mother fudge cakes. I almost dropped something. Sorry. It's gonna be BTS's concert. No. Sorry. I almost dropped my camera.
I've never heard that before. Mother fudge cakes. God. I love it.
My heart almost dropped. Yes, it's gonna be BTS's concert on Saturday, Sunday, 27, 28, and then the 1st and the 2nd of December. We've been talking about this for a while, but it's just like, I can't believe it's almost time. Y'all, I'm not ready. Do you got your fit ready? Do you have an outfit planned, Jose?
I think it's gonna be pretty like, I always think about the BTS concert, so I'm like, I'm definitely wearing one of my BTS shirts, so that's not like worrying. I just gotta pick which one, and then for bottoms it's either gonna be pants or shorts whether it's cold, you know, like, so that's the only thing that I'm like worried about. Is it gonna be cold? Because I'm going to the 2nd of December, the last show.
Oh yeah, that is gonna be cold.
I don't know if it gets cold in Los Angeles.
Apparently during the 88 Rising concert, which happened like a week ago or last weekend, there's a dog barking, so it's like super distracting right now.
I can hear it.
I was trying to think, But there was an 88 Rising concert. I think it was like the 7th or 8th. I don't know. But my friends were saying it was really cold outside. So you guys, if you guys are going to LA for this concert, please bring like a sweater or jacket just in case, because it does get pretty cold at night. And I don't want you guys to like be freezing, you know? So yeah, just
bring Then I'll probably just wear like some jeans or some kind of pants, my BTS shirt. And I have one of the... I even got it like last year because of the whole unfortunate cancellation of the tour. I still bought myself one of the jackets for the tour, so I could probably wear that.
I should have got that. I only got the shirts for the Map of the Soul one. I never got any of the jackets. That's such a good idea, Jose.
So I'll probably end up using that one. I don't know, though, because it's that kind of material that makes you sweat. So I don't know if I should, if it's the smartest idea to do that. So I mean, we'll see.
Just tie it around your waist, and then if, you know, get kind
of
cold.
You have a outfit already planned out?
No, like, I can't even function. I don't even know if I'm going to sleep soon. Like, I don't even know where I'm at sometimes. I'm just kidding. I don't have an outfit, though. But I will get to that soon.
Not you saying literally minutes ago that you're a changed woman, you're a new person. And then right now you're literally like, girl, I don't know nothing. I'm lost. Do I even have anything?
That's just me putting up a front. Yo, this dog is chill. See, this dog is so excited for BTS's concert. I know, doggy.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, now the neighborhood is going off. Hold up, there's a deeper bark coming through. But anyways, you guys.
The dogs are barking,
The dogs are barking. I missed out on so much while I was in Korea. I did try to like go on Twitter and stuff, but I was aware of Jin dropping his OST song called Yours. Now, please don't come for me, y'all. Please don't come for me. I did get to listen to it a handful of times. Your girl was not able to stream 24/7 like I should have.
Right.
I'm sorry. But, what were your thoughts? Like, I saw that Jin was able to beat, like, a record. It got, like, he got number one. That was a record.
Yeah, it's for the iTunes, I believe, for, like, the most number one on countries for iTunes. Like, as in, like, male soloist, I believe.
Oh, shoot. What?
If I'm not mistaken. And I believe... And I believe it's because BTS still have the number one spot with that. You know what I mean? Like, BTS as a group, and then has it as a soloist, the number one.
Wow. That's,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, correct us if I'm wrong, because, it's been a minute since I've been online. But I did see some news here and there, but congratulations, Jin!
Yes.
That OST was amazing. Like, this is his first... OST like drama song that he's ever done, and
but you mean by himself, right?
Yeah, by himself, because he was part of the Hwarang one.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, girl, don't
girl,
be that lost.
Your girl know her facts, okay? As a soloist, because he was with the one where V was actually an actor, and and then he did. Him and V did a song together. So, yes. You know what? I'm still waiting. No pressure, Jin. I think a lot of us would love to see him debut as an actor as well. No pressure. But that would
maybe
be really
this is a sign. Maybe this is like a beginning
sign,
or maybe? I don't know. You know?
Yeah. But you know what? Jin went off on his vocals. He really got to showcase more of his vibratos, his, as I was going to say, up and downs. Mm-hmm. Hold up.
Up and
down. Runs. There you go. Sorry.
There you go.
Fine.
I love it. Up and downs.
We already know his up and downs. I mean, we already know how amazing Jin is as a vocalist, but it's just amazing to, you know, have his vocals on an official soundtrack by himself, because he has dropped songs before for armies for free. So thank you, Jin.
Yes, thank you. It was very beautiful. I enjoyed it as well. And then what was it? Oh, the, like the other song that also, well, it's been released, but that is also part of a soundtrack was the Friends for Eternals. Remember we touched on this?
Yeah,
I believe in the last episode. I did. I went to go see Eternals. Did you go?
Yeah. I was supposed to watch it in Korea, but I ended up just watching it in LA, like literally the day I landed.
I'm not sorry. Okay. No, yeah, I saw it. I kept it real. That's the reason why I wanted to go see it. But I also wanted to support the movie because there's a lot of minorities being represented in Eternals. And I did enjoy it. I also liked where they put the song. It totally, I thought it matched well with the scene that they put the song in.
Yes.
And then it was on there for quite a while, like in the background while the scene was playing out. You could still hear Friends, you know what I mean? You could still hear it, and I was like, that is so cool. And then I saw like a little clip of an interview where the director of the movie was like, I love Jimin. And I was like, oh, that's cute. Like, she just I don't know what the question was or anything. I just saw a little clip of where the director said that, and I was like, oh, I mean, so that means she's probably like listening to their songs, and then she like ran across Friends and was like, let me put this in Eternals. That's what I'm thinking happened, you know.
That's the story behind. That's so interesting. Yeah, because one thing I was kind of like wondering about was, you know, are they going to include the song in the movie? Because when I watched Shang-Chi, 88 Rising did the whole like OST of the movie. But there was like only 2-3 songs from that album that was shown in the movie. So I was just really happy it was there. The way, like Jose said, the way they kind of like brought it in and it really went with it. Like, if you guys see the movie, you guys will understand what I mean. But yeah, it was playing for a while. You could recognize the song. I actually took a video of it, but I'm not going to be posting it because I can't be spoiling it. But just for my memories, like, I have it.
You also don't want to get copyright.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's too. Yeah, that too.
Yes, not you say, because I don't want to spoil, but when the real thing you should be worried about is they're gonna get you.
Oh, well, you know, yeah, they're gonna come get me. Yeah, because those strikes are not fun, you guys. Please watch. Oh, Lord. But yes, you guys.
Go watch it if you can. Going back to the concerts in LA. We did get a little, I mean, I don't know if this is going to be a preview. We don't know if it's going to be exactly like it. But the online concert, did you get to watch it while you were in Korea?
Yes, I did. I was scrambling, okay? We had like a business dinner, literally, right after we were like running back to our Airbnb. So I was able to kind of like watch the beginning, like when it started. But we were like trying to set up our cameras and everything because we wanted to record our reaction. So if you guys are interested, my reaction's on Patreon. But it's like we missed the first 10 minutes of it, I guess you could say, for the recording. Yeah. But you know what, Jose? I did notice, and they did bring it up during the concert. Like it's hard for them to perform live without fans there. Because even I felt it. Like when they came out and started performing, I was like, yo, their energy is like very different. You know what I mean? And when they brought it up, I'm like, yeah, that makes total sense. And also the fact that Tae had to sit out on this one because he was injured or didn't want to become even more injured, I guess. You know, it's better to sit out and be safe than sorry. So, you know, like you mentioned, I don't know if the set list is going to be the same for the upcoming concert. I feel like maybe some, because there were a lot of throwbacks, Jose. And I think that was my favorite part, were the throwbacks. I don't want to spoil anything. But yes, Jose.
It's not like they were like low energy, 0%, nothing like that, because they were still going in with the choreo and everything, the whole concert. But like you said, and they did mention it, they were like, this almost feels like a rehearsal just because there's nobody there, and the fact that they were in the stadium too, you know, like it just adds on to it. They're performing to an empty stadium, but even though there's millions of people watching them, but it just is different, you know what I mean? It's like different, not having anybody there. And then there were moments where they would be like, I can hear you in this like silence. And so that could also be awkward for them, you know, like it totally like messes with their mind where like, well, damn, like I really can't hear them because there's nobody here. You know what I mean? So it was a bit different than the past concerts, I feel, because the past concerts that they've done online, whether it be the Muster or Mott's one that they did, those were like in a smaller venue, and then they also did like a, it was like almost 362, right? Wasn't like the stages where they would move from one stage to the next or in the middle.
Oh yeah, that was so, their Bangbanghan, their festa.
Exactly. So they would take over the whole thing, but here it was almost like it was a show. And so it was very different. And also, you know, on top of that, Taehyung was injured, like you said, so that also adds to
it added on to the element, you know. They've talked about it before, especially in like the docuseries, where when one member's injured, like it's like they're all injured, like they feel that, exactly. You know what I mean? That's their brother, you know what I mean? And they also said it's been like 2 long years, and they did try to explain to us that it's hard to keep that fire burning like crazy because it's been 2 years where they haven't seen ARMY. But it was a bittersweet moment because we knew that they will be seeing ARMY soon, like literally in the next couple of weeks. Finally. So I felt like that's what's keeping them going too, is them knowing the fact that they are going to finally be reunited. And I do feel bad because they did have that stadium concert, because originally they were planning on having K-ARMYs there. But because the restrictions in Korea were very strict, they had to keep it, you know, only offline, or online, I was really sad about. But we're gonna be reunited soon, you guys. So
Rosen, I'm so jelly because you're gonna be at the first show.
I know. You know what though, Jose? But you would have to buy a plane ticket. Yeah, because there's a lot of scalpers, please do not buy those. Literally like the day of or the day before, they get scared that no one's buying it. So they're going to refund it, and it's going to be sold as face price on Ticketmaster. So if there are ARMYs in California who are able to do that, you know, who don't have tickets yet, keep an eye out for that. But yeah, I wish you were there, Jose. But you know what? As long as you're there for a show, you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'm only being like... how do you say, dumb? Because I'm still going to be able to go to the last one, so I shouldn't be complaining. I'm just saying, because the first show is going to be so special. That's the only... Yeah. I mean, they're all going to be special, but, you know, it's just going to be extra, extra, because the very first one is the first. So I'm only like, that's the only thing. But, I mean, the last one is also going to be special, too, because it'll be like, y'all, we finally did it. We're going back home.
Yeah.
Although
it's
gonna
be Jin's birthday. It's gonna be Jin's birthday.
Oh yes. Of course it's gonna be his B-day, y'all. But other than that, Roseanne, I don't know if you've been thinking this, or maybe it's been I feel it in my scalp, I feel it in my gut, I feel it in my soles of my shoes.
Yeah.
So I be seeing a lot of artists of all different genres, backgrounds, announcing 2022 world tour.
Yes.
I feel like BTS is going to be doing that soon, because they did talk about Run BTS being done for a while, and the soup is done, basically. I feel, is it done or is it almost done? It's done, right?
I haven't watched one episode,
you guys. I haven't watched none, y'all. I'm doing it for my Patreon, but I don't know when. Also, they are going to be live streaming the last show. Wait, that has nothing to do with like a world tour, but I forgot to mention that they're going to be live streaming the last show. And then the other thing too is they're going to be holding a press conference on the second show. I don't know if you saw that, Rose, and they're going to be an in-person press conference in LA before the second show, and I feel like something's gonna be announced, or maybe I'm just gonna be a clown, but I feel it coming.
I feel you know, it would be amazing, because it's true, like literally not too long ago, a lot of artists, or actually a lot of groups, have announced their upcoming tours for next year. So, you know, keeping that open, keeping that hopeful, you know, I'm Fingers crossed. That would be amazing.
Fingers crossed.
But yes, you guys, there's just so much happening. We're finally back and we're going to try to keep you guys updated. So look forward to next week's episode. But yes, that was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram at InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedbacks or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week, everybody. Bye, Ruben. Bye, Army.
Bye, Jose. Bye, Army.
Kim
Nam-joon,
Kim So-jin, Min Yoon-gi, Jung Ho-suk, Park Jimmy.